Pisidian, Antioch. When Paul and Barnabas and John Mark went over from Cyprus to Italia and went on to Perga, something happened to the small missionary band of three. John Mark, there in Perga, he saw the huge mountains of the inner country. For me, when I was there, it was just a great landscape. I'm used to it. I live amid the Alps. I was born in the Alps on a farm in 1,000 meters below a huge mountain. But for John Mark, these huge mountains, they looked dangerous, very dangerous. There could be robbers. They could kill them, couldn't they? And he was the youngest of the three. He wanted to go on living. And he turned back home. That was not easy for Paul and Barnabas. They were only three. Now they were only two. Nevertheless, they went on their journey and came to Antioch. In Pisidia, the Pisidian Antioch, and it is another one. It is not the same as this Antioch here, which is the main capital city for the Roman province of Asia. This is just a small city in comparison to the other one. And here, Paul straight went to the synagogue on Sabbath, started preaching, because he was invited. People there, when they had a look at Paul and Barnabas, they quickly saw these are important people. They are educated people. And they were asked to preach, and Paul preached. And Luke has written down this sermon. It is the longest reported sermon of Paul in the New Testament. What happened here in Antioch, Acts chapter 13. And the strategy of Paul in his sermon is the following. He tells the people of prophecy, prophetic verses about the Messiah. And showing, and it was fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ crucified. Isaiah 53 tells us that he is a suffering Messiah. And Paul made it clear. The Messiah has already come. Have you seen all these verses? It has been fulfilled. He is the Messiah. And our high priests, they have killed him. Out of jealousy. They knew he was the Messiah, but they were jealous. And the main verse we find here in verse 38. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, Jesus, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. That was the message. Forgiveness of sins. Living in eternity forever. Your sins are forgiven by God. Jesus has paid the price with his blood. Come to him Repent, confess, ask for forgiveness, and you will be forgiven. Eternal life is before you. Believe. That was the message. And at the end of this sermon, verse 42, as Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. We want to hear more. That was the message. Now what would happen the next Sabbath?